That right.
PD!
I see you, Keno.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, man?
Not much. I just came to stop by for a second, and hope y'all are doing well. I saw y'all doing the podcast, so I figured I'd say, you know, what's good? Hope y'all are doing okay. I'm all in Maryland, so.
Yeah, man, you out there balling and having a good-ass time at MAGFest, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling y'all, this is the con that y'all have been looking for. Like, gaming galore, left and right. It's a big celebration of video games. From music to the consoles to the arcades. Like, you saw my video earlier, Dion. You know what I'm doing.
Yeah, we both saw it. Me and Jacob.
We were both watching along. Yeah, that was the stream that got him kicked out of Facebook for about 7 days.
Thanks for getting me kicked off Facebook, PD. I really appreciate that, man.
He's in Facebook jail now because we watched the stream.
Wait, how did that get you kicked off of Facebook?
Oh, you were showing someone's playing SmackDown, and I was like, what SmackDown game are they playing? I beat their ass. Zuckerberg saw that shit.
Because like, he said, I'll beat their ass.
Abuser here. I really appreciate that, PD.
Even Facebook has gotten soft.
I apologize, but once I get back, because I know I went, Daniel went, Orion is there. I haven't seen him yet, but I know Debbie is here. Debbie was there, and so is Will.
Hey, Deb.
Yeah, so when I come back, I'll let you guys know the experience.
So yeah, man, we might have to do a MAGFest review, you know, get you guys on here. I know Orion did not technically make it. He's not going to make MAGFest.
Okay, well then, I will let you guys know when a good time is to do the podcast. Until then, y'all be easy, be safe, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, man, appreciate you hopping in for a quick second, dude, for real.
It's not a problem. Take it easy, guys.
All right, man, have fun. Have a lot of fun.
I will. See ya.
Peace, man. See, we gotta go, man. Next year, we gotta go.
Yeah.
We gotta go. MAGFest. Say again?
Lynn was giving the thumbs up. I'm giving the thumbs up, and I'm all about it. Gonna say, hopefully next year, you know, either Game Grumps, Ninja Sex Party. I'm hoping either, you know, one of them are there. I know they've been in the past.
Yeah.
So yeah. I would love to go this, you know, I would love to go this next time. Hopefully, you know, we said this 2 years now. Hopefully COVID is gone by then, but, you know, I'm not even going to.
Knock on wood.
I mean, how many New Year, New Me did you really hear this time around?
New Year, no pandemic.
Nope. I didn't see no New Year, New Me, because everybody has just accepted that it's going to be the same old shit next year. So, but with that being said, you know,
we can't say shit. 2021 was a good ass year for us, man. Yeah. We really can't complain, man.
Yeah. But I'm proud of y'all for not saying that, because that's the dumbest shit to say every year, because y'all motherfuckers keep going New Year, New Me, and ending up the same ass motherfuckers at the end of the year.
More like, yeah, new year, trying to improve me, I guess, you know.
Yes.
Attempting to improve me. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's really
new year, new attempt. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, new year, new attempt. That's more, that's more realistic. Yeah.
Not to sound so hateful, because I just realized as I said that, I sounded really mean. But, saying new year, new me is definitely cringy, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's like that quasi-fake, make-believe mind magic, I guess. Like, new year, new me. It's like, nah, not really.
It's almost on the same level as saying ooh-woo and meaning it versus saying it ironically.
Right.
But I'm all
about it. 2022, man. We're going to have I'm liking what we're cooking with that, man, with the MK. Yeah. Football homecoming uniforms, dude. That website you found was dope.
Yes, I actually kind of kept kind of messing around with that. But yeah, I think football Mortal Kombat can definitely be a possibility this year. Whether it be BlurredCon 2022 or just any con in general that we happen to go to. And I talked to Lynn about it, and She came up with some good ideas too. You know how you know she wanted to do Devorah last year, and we just weren't able to get that in time. So we said next time, you know, we're gonna invest in Devorah. And she was like, "Nah, I don't know about Devorah with football gear because that, you know, that doesn't. I don't want to wear that." And I was like, "No, no, no." I was like, "You do Devorah, but you can be like Devorah as a cheerleader or Devorah as a coach or something like that." She was like, "Oh, I could do pom-poms on her, you know, her little appendages that she has." And I was like, that would be hilarious.
Now,
you know,
I got
Devorah
a question.
Has those big arms on her back.
Right, right. I got a question for her, if you could put the headset on her real quick or something. I got a question for her about Devorah.
Oh, she's got the headset on. She's listening this whole time.
Okay, okay. What makes you like Devorah, Lynn? I'm curious. What draws you to the character?
Let me see if I can do this to where you can hear her.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
I don't really know how to explain it. Like, I've never been a big fan of bugs and spiders and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But the concept art for her, like, the way she's created, I just really like it. I feel like she's pretty unique from, like, most of the characters. Like, sure, you got, you know, what's her name? Has the four arms?
Shiva.
And Goro.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're different, but at the same time, they're both still alike. But with Devorah, there's not really anyone like her.
No,
at least
there
not
really
that
isn't.
I know of.
Yeah, she's not your typical, like, Katana or Jade, where it's just sexy fighter, you know.
Right, because Devorah came in with that heel heat, man.
And she's fighting more for herself and her own people, like her own hive and stuff, versus protecting humans and Earth and the underworld or whatever. So, I mean, I don't know. I just like the way her character is created and what she portrays.
Okay, because I'm not going to lie. Like, I like Devorah, too. Like, the moment she killed Melina, that was a game changer. You know what I'm saying? In Mortal Kombat 10, everyone was fucking mad as hell at her for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised. Like, oh, shit, they killed off Melina in this shit. Like, she has some real heel heat now. Oh, yeah, spoiler alert if you didn't play Mortal Kombat 10 by now, even though it was, like, six years old.
If you haven't played MK11 either, I mean, again, spoiler alert, if you haven't played MK11, you know, earmuffs, cover your ears. But that game proved that if you die, it doesn't matter. Like, they're going to Dragon Ball this shit. Like, oh, Liu Kang and Kung Lao's dead? Nope. Now they're gray. Oh, Jade was dead? Or not Jade. What's her name? Katana?
Katana was dead? Nope.
She's gray.
If you think about it, you can technically compare it to the new Spider-Man movie. More spoiler alerts.
Spoiler alert. Cover your ears.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. we've seen it by now. So yeah, new Spider-Man. You like Green Goblin? Oh, he died? Nope. Oh, you like Doc Ock? Oh, but he was dead?
Nope. Oh, you like Shao Kahn and he got replaced by Kotal Kahn? Is he dead?
Nope.
Yeah.
He's gray.
Yeah, and I mean, a real true sentiment, what you said there, Lynn, because it is kind of like, and you too, Jake, how, death doesn't mean anything, especially with 11, because Nightwing was Nightwing, goddammit, Nightwolf. Nightwolf was dead for years, and they, you know, the storyline, you can go back in time, you can revive these characters and bring them back from the past to the present, and all this and this and that. So, I mean, that's a good comparison.
And the fact that, like, some of it's never really explained, or, you know, they'll just be like, you know, that's a story for another time. You know, just cue the Deadpool, like, that's just lazy writing.
Lazy booking.
Yep, to quote Jim Cornette, lazy booking. But yeah, just lazy writing, but, you know, as Mortal Kombat fans, we can kind of accept that. You know, not every Mortal Kombat game is perfect.
Uh-huh.
You can't really just, you know, kill them off and not have him, you know, in another game ever again. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but Raiden has died in past games. Hell, Scorpion killed Sub-Zero in, what was it, MK9 or MK10?
He killed Bi-Han. Bi-Han.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, that makes sense, actually. That has to happen. But, yeah, no, these, like, Reptile dies in a couple games, but they're like, nah.
We'll Reptile's still, nah, he's still dead, man. Everyone came back, except your boy.
In the movie, but like video game wise, like Mortal Kombat's gonna bring him back regardless.
Maybe for 13.
It's like Scary Movie with Brenda. I think Brenda dies in like every movie. Hell, one movie her dead body blew up and she just showed up in the next movie anyway.
Jake, you're really you're like, I don't want to be 40 years old and play Reptile again. Can I please get Reptile for at least Mortal Kombat 12? I'm not trying to be 40 years old. Wait until I'm 40 by Mortal Kombat 14 for Reptile to come back. Like, that's
just, you know what? No, this is gonna be one of those moments, right? I'm gonna be 40 years old. Reptile's gonna get, you know, introduced back into the game, and I'm gonna be the same thing as the you know, quoting the Matrix, whatnot. Fuck you. This ain't for y'all. This is for me. Nah, fuck you. This is not your Reptile.
So when the acid balls and the slides are not there.
You weren't there when he tore his hood off and it was a Reptile face. No, fuck you.
Oh shit.
You were, yeah, yep, see? You weren't there when he was in the living forest. Nah, fuck you.
Oh shit!
What up, Uncle Jack? What's up, man?
That's exactly what that's gonna be. It's gonna be the exact same feeling. And you know what? I gotta say, Uncle Jack, you definitely hit the nail on the head with that one. Because that's exactly what happened. People complained exactly how you thought it was gonna happen.
Right down like the middle, dog.
Oh man! Hey, listen, sometimes it's easy to call it, brother, but you know, I'm just here for a quick drop, man. Shout out to the podcast. Shout out to Squeege, brother Donovan. Hey. I bet this is gonna be crispy on the playback, man.
Hell yeah, bro! Hey, I appreciate you coming in, man. Glad you enjoyed Spidey twice.
Oh yeah, hey. Yep. Yeah, man. I'll hit you in the Discord, man. We might be able to make something happen later this week, bro.
Okay, yeah, for sure, man. Just hit me up.
All right, peace, y'all. Be easy.
Hi, man. Bet. Peace. Yeah, man. Freaking Reptile rant. Calling it right now. Why isn't Reptile high tier?
Why isn't he? You know, he started off as a secret boss. How you go from that to a jobber?
Whoa.
Like, come on. He came out and beat the shit out of you. Like it was his job. He didn't have to, but he did.
He beat Liu Kang up like he owed him money.
Oh my god, yeah. Even that first movie, that was like probably one of the best fights of that entire movie.
That was the, in my opinion, and I'm a Liu Kang fan, that was the best fight scene of the whole film.
Yeah.
The choreography, they had good chemistry with each other, like the music, the atmosphere.
He broke his ribs. He broke Lou's ribs in that fight.
He did. Yep. Real talk. We saw that YouTube video where they interviewed the actor for Robin Chow. And he said he did like 10 takes against him falling against that little stalagmite pillar or whatever. And the one cut they took is when he was too tired and he broke his fucking ribs on that shit.
Hey, he landed on it wrong and he's like,
that was a real reaction.
That hurt.
That wasn't acting. He was hurt for real.
But talk about a method actor.
Yeah, for real.
But you know, this kind of plays into our future conversation, like kind of going off of what I said earlier, and we'll get into it. But like, if an actor breaks his ribs, or if a character breaks his ribs in the movie, should the actor actually have to break his ribs? Yes. We're method actors. You gotta feel every kick. Every kick.
Oh, man. Fight. Yeah, Craig's in this motherfucker now, man.
I say that didn't sound creepy at all.
What up, you Craig? Never heard the bot before?
No, I have. I just forgot about it.
Yeah, man. Like,
it couldn't have been any more unwelcoming.
It's just like, now recording. The pressure is on.
Everything you say can and will be used against you. Damn, I just thought this was Discord. Jesus.
You know what I mean? It's like judge, jury, and executioner, Craig, man.
For I know, real. Right? Craig's kind of sus.
Sus, man. Speaking of sus, like, just that terminology and, like, just, you know, that game, damn it, what's the name of the game again?
Oh, Among Us?
Among Us, just MAGFest, just looking at social media, and PD just showed me the live stream. You saw it with me earlier today, man. Just that convention is pretty, that's a pretty cool concept convention, man.
Yeah, it was pretty simple.
Yeah, pretty simple. And like, he just showed me a video of, remember Legends of the Hidden Temple on Nickelodeon?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a group of 20 of them together. Dang. Shirts with the yellow helmet. All the teams represented, and they're trying to put the little three-piece bronze statue together like they did in the show.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let me see if I can... I'm actually looking it up real quick. Let me see if anything new has been posted. MAGFest. Oh, yep. Today it was fewer than 100, but now it's like 500-plus posts.
Yeah, I mean, I could show you the photo, but I can't comment or nothing because I'm in fucking Facebook jail right now.
Yeah, he got kicked out of Facebook.
I got zucked, dude.
So fucking Zuckerberg, man. We were working, well, I guess casually working, and Petey went live on Facebook because he's at MAGFest right now. So
yep,
we're watching along, and you know, Dion's kind of like commenting as he's like showing stuff, and he's showing him like, oh, here's the Nintendo 64, here's the PlayStation. Oh, they're playing SmackDown. So Dion commented, whoa, 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 which SmackDown are they playing? I'll beat their ass. And Facebook was like, oh, you're being mean and abusive, so you can't use Facebook for a whole week. So he got put in Facebook jail for a whole week. A
whole week, dog.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. He's actually going to beat somebody.
Oh, God.
Where the fuck was all that shit when I was getting, we were getting called coons and... woke yeah. and fake woke and all this other shit in the Facebook Dude, groups.
Worse,
right, worse.
Way back in the day, like, there was no filter.
None, man. Like, I don't know, like, Big Brother's in, always watching. Big Brother's always watching, man.
Back in the Farmville days of Facebook.
Oh, geez, yeah. I'm surprised our boy, man, like, 2022, one of our newest edition of my favorite online personalities, fucking Superhuman, man. I'm surprised he's still on Facebook.
Yeah, that is funny. I'll have to show Lynn some pictures. On a tangent here, or on a side note, we're going through the post, and someone is dressed up as Susie from Legion at MAGFest, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, nice, nice. I mean, that would be the con. That would be the con to see the most gaming kind of centered cosplays, for sure.
I gotta show Lynn. Let me actually, yeah. You know what? I'm gonna do that real quick. I'm gonna show her. Make it on my PlayStation.
Oh, show, man, dude. Yeah. For the listeners out there, basically, is this guy in Florida or Alabama somewhere?
It's gotta be Florida.
He's just your backyard mud wrestler type juggalo who does these crazy, stupid, insane wrestling bumps in his backyard. But he's got charisma with it. He's got hella heart with it. And honestly, it's more entertaining than anything that's going on in WWE right now on your regular basis of Raw and SmackDown.
So bad.
I mean, he's jumping on to chairs with thumbtacks, barbed wires, cactuses, doors, cactuses, smash clay pots. Printers, refrigerators, fluorescent tubes.
She thinks he knows who he is. And this goes back to, I think, what was it, 2015?
2015, yeah.
And he was actually on Tosh.0. He did a web redemption in his early days. It was actually pretty funny. I watched the interview today with him and with him and Tosh, it was pretty simple. But now he's got that Tosh.0 money. He went from being real like closed and quiet and just like, oh, I'm gonna do a flip on this mattress. Oh yeah, this one's for the juggalos and juggalos, for juggalos and juggalettes. And he went from that to, what's up, everybody? I'm superhuman. And to this point, for the juggalos and juggalettes, you know, just
yeah.
How about it? Just blow your mic doing that, like blow the speakers.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find this. I'm trying to like.
No, try this at home, and I hope you like it.
I hope you like. What if I could actually play this through my TV?
Man.
I wonder if the mic would pick it up at all.
You know, it reminds me of, like, I used to buy those insane Japanese hardcore wrestling DVDs back in the day, like the 2000s.
I didn't know what you were going to end that with. Those Japanese hardcore
wrestling. Yeah, yeah. That's the only one I'm going to admit right now. But,
You know, it's funny, like, on another tangent here, I remember being...
Go ahead, man, sidebar.
Yeah, sidebar. Being in Japan, speaking of hardcore, you know, stuff that they have there.
Uh-oh.
You know how tempting it was, like, walking into their version of, like, a 7-Eleven, which I want to say it was, like, Easy Mart or something like that. It was something, I can't, it's been so long. But I walk in, and, you know, there's your candies, there's your Japanese drinks, your sodas, and I go to the magazines. I was like, man, I want to buy one of these magazines just because it'd be cool. And just like out in the open, just for the world to see, is your, you know, hardcore Japanese other magazines. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Yeah.
I found the hentai.
Yep. And they're not shy about it at all. It's like, oh, I guess you have this here also. Let me get some Skittles. Let me get a soda. And I'll take that
Tentacle Girls Volume 5. And I'll take the morning newspaper too. Yeah.
And let me go ahead and get the morning newspaper too. All right. Yeah, so I've got Superhuman pulled up. I'm going to see what Lynn's reaction is here real quick.
All right. I mean, obviously the printer, no, the microwave, the fridge with the Legos and clay pots. I still like the Pool of Carnage, even though he seems to be selling that. But that's a hell of a lot of mercury he's inhaling with those fluorescent tubes he broke.
I still can't get over the one where he lost his breath before he even like hit the ground. Got speared through
speared through the table with fluorescent tubes, I think.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man.
I can't even talk and do it. Cough and drop barbed wire tubes. No, that's elbow drop. Oh, he's got a part for the microwave.
Oh, okay. Like some of these AEW needs to get this guy, man, or somebody.
Need to sign
Impact
him now.
Wrestling. I mean, we have Hornswoggle. Why not put Superhuman on WWE, man? Put him on NXT. You know, there's nothing left in NXT. Put him on NXT. Shit.
Superhuman can save the WWE right now.
He could. You know what? Fuck it. Put the belt. Take the belt off Brock. Take the belt off Roman and give it to Superhuman, man.
Imagine Brock Lesnar in the middle of the ring, just knocked out. And then you hear just like, you know, Superhuman from the top ropes. Fuck this shit.
Woo,
and then the crowd goes wild with a woo woo. And then he misses it.
Oh man, dude. Okay. I mean, the kid's got a lot of heart. It's charming. It is kind of like, it could be disturbing, you know what I mean? But we have a sick sense of humor anyway. Fuck it.
I mean, I'll give him credit where it's due, because I'm not doing this. I'm not going to jump off into some barbed wire Legos and everything.
Right. Real talk, he needs to be in the new Jackass movie. Like, I noticed they picked up a lot of like a lot of social media and YouTube personalities kind of picked up that mantle. He needs to be in this new Jackass movie. I don't know why Johnny Knoxville ain't give him a phone call or email or something. Because this dude, he's got the spirit, man. He's got the talent. You know what I mean?
I didn't even think about that. Oh, the drop on the printer. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, the drop on the printer. Dude, he's taking some bumps. Even Steve will be like, God damn. You know what I mean?
That would... Oh, here we go. Let's see. Can I hear this? Yep, this one's for the Juggalos and Juggalettes.
Juggalettes.
Whoop whoop. Doing his little shirt, he's taking it off.
Oh, I'm pour one out for my boy Superhuman, man. Hold on.
Oh, just for reference, obviously anybody listening right now can't see what we just saw, but so he's standing on like a little makeshift wooden platform in his backyard, and he elbow drops onto, let's see, it was like a piece of plywood being held up by, you know, the metal chairs on the side, and then there's a little printer, like a little, just a little black printer that he was going to elbow drop, and ideally it was going to break, but it didn't. That was a tough printer, and it just slid to the side as he elbow dropped it. I don't even think he broke the board. It just, the rest of the video is just him for about like 2 or 3 seconds, just screaming in pain. Oh, here's the elbow drop onto the microwave.
Yeah, I mean, he's got almost 300,000 subscribers. He's averaging like 100K plus per video.
I mean,
he's definitely. He's making some Google AdSense money. He's making some money off this shit. And I mean, props to him since he's been doing it since 2015, you know, and just put in that work of damaging his body and doing bodily harm to himself for entertainment, you know, for our entertainment, you know.
It's definitely entertaining. Like,
it's entertaining as hell, bro.
When I first watched it, I forgot what it was. Which ironically became my favorite video, but the video where he elbow drops onto the washing machine, I saw this and I was like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Like one of those, what did you think was going to happen? You jumped off and elbow dropped onto a washing machine. But the more I watched it, the funnier it got. And the more videos we watched, the more I was like, all right, play the next one, play the next one, play the next one. And
right
now, you know,
No, I'm sorry. You go, man.
No, you go. I'm definitely not a juggalo, but yeah, I'll still appreciate the videos, even though he says it's for his juggalos and juggalettes. And I hope you like it.
Like, I mean, I know ICP has got to be his hero, along with like Jeff Hardy and Darby Allin and all the rest of them. But like, he's got story. He's got some storylines. We saw a couple of his skits with his scripts and shit.
so what this is, you know, the term for the experience. Yeah, the experience of pleasure, joy, or self-satisfaction that comes from learning or witnessing the troubles, failures, or humiliation of another. I'm sorry, I can't get through this. How did you say that? Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Oh, Schadenfreude. That's what we have when we watch this guy. It's entertaining to us that he's putting himself through all this dismay. But I mean, is that not the point of these videos?
I mean, it is. I mean, totally, man. Totally. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I just discovered him a few days ago, and I think I watched him for like 2 hours on my phone. Just like, I just found it randomly on Facebook. I think I was watching some shit about the WWE releases or some shit, and he just popped right on up. The next video just played automatically, and I was like, oh, shit. Who the hell is this guy?
With all the releases that WWE's doing, you might as well sign this guy.
Right.
Oh my god, it's hilarious. I think the funniest thing is that video we found by accident today. That is it. You know, this is a tie for my favorite with the elbow drop onto the washer machine, and a video that someone else had made of every single slam or in like stunt that he did, and they timed it perfectly. So yeah, it kind of starts playing randomly, like one video will add onto the screen and then like maybe two or three, and then the screen is just filled with all these videos playing at once, and it's just
like just 30 all or 40 voices. Of videos.
Yeah, 30 or 40 of just his voices going at, sounds crazy. And then all simultaneously, it's timed perfect to where every video he jumps and you just hear this collective crash, like all at once, of every single stunt that he's did all at once, and it is the funniest freaking video. is hearing 30 versions of himself hitting something, creation, breaking it, man. And then just
it's just music to my ears.
A harmonious like 30 times over. It's hilarious.
That shit's a new classic, man. That shit is a new classic. I think I buy a shirt. I buy some merch. Get one of his cards or something.
Yeah, his Pokemon card. The woo woo.
Oh, that's a nice early surprise for 2022, man. I did not think I'd be, you know, with starting everything going on in wrestling, you know, and just how kind of wonky it's been. It's just weird. We get this guy literally with a YouTube channel that's providing more entertainment than Vince. And I mean, and I'm just not into AEW. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'll just catch some recaps or some highlights, but I just don't want to invest, you know, in learning everybody and getting into that company, man. Like,
yeah.
TNA Impact burned me, dude. TNA Impact, rest in peace. That shit burned me, man.
Yeah. There was definitely a time period where AEW was first starting out, and it's like, okay, if I want to commit to this new show, now's the time. And I didn't. But I did not because I didn't want to. I wasn't as invested then. Like, I was more interested in like the idea behind it. Like, oh shit, like WWE has new competition out, and you know, everybody I talked to about it was like, no, AEW's not that. It's not going to be big. You know, WWE's never going. It's not going anywhere. All right, here we are. Like, I'm not even going to say a year later, and WWE has lost so many people, and AEW is still going strong. So,
right,
probably should have started watching it when we, you know, when it was first coming out, so I'd at least know the people. But you know, I'm the same way. I'm not that invested in it, but I follow along on Instagram and just kind of see the highlights and the updates, and that's, you know, that's kind of how I know what's going on. Same thing with WWE. I don't know. I don't watch it live. I'll watch the highlights.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'll pull a Jim Cornette. You know, I'll go back and see some of the main points, and you know, if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. But you know, I'm glad we're at least not getting any more voodoo and black liquid coming out.
Oh shit! I think she's coming back, Alexa Bliss. I think she's scheduled to come back soon.
Oh yeah, she could still come back, but no more of that.
Well, like it would have been cool for a movie, her.
But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I don't know. That was hard to watch. That was definitely cringy, in my opinion.
Yeah, man, it really was. And the women's division's in like it's like shambles. Like everything's in shambles, like for the most part. But they definitely can use her and Bayley. Bayley needs to come back.
Is she even still there?
She's still there. I think she just has an injury, but. Yeah, like they need as much as I didn't want to see Alexa Bliss ever again, thanks to that stupid ass gimmick they gave her. I gotta say, having her on Raw or SmackDown would at least give some kind of at least another title contender and some diva that's already a wrestler who's already over with the fans to I don't know, spice it up a bit, because the Becky Lynch show and Charlotte Flair show is not, I mean, yeah, they're the most popular, but it's like, you know, it's been there, done that, and it's not really interesting. It's not much of a draw if they're not facing each other, because they're going to basically bury everyone on their own show and brand. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that and the fact that they repeat a lot of stuff. Like, how many times did we see Becky versus Charlotte? How many times did we see Becky versus Ronda Rousey? And you know, she only had about a year run, and it seemed like every time Ronda was on TV, it was her versus Becky or her versus Charlotte. The next week, it's, you know, Charlotte versus Becky, and then, you know, they would just keep switching out. So it's like you said, you know, we've seen that, you know, kind of reminiscent about maybe 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, when it was when Shinsuke went heel, and it was him and AJ. And like for, God, I think it was like 3 or 4 pay-per-views straight, it was Shinsuke versus AJ for the title in a, you know, last man standing or something like that. And it was the same thing every single pay-per-view. So you got to do something new. You got to change it up. Maybe it just seems that way. Maybe it seems that way because I don't watch it live every single week.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I do watch the highlights, it's like, we're still doing this? We're not moving on or something? Or
yeah,
we're going to do this one again?
All right. Yeah, I got you, man. I got you.
Oh, Brock Lesnar's back. Oh, he's the champion now? Uh-oh. Who would have thought? Oh, someone, you know, we got a Hall of Famer making a return? Oh, it's Goldberg? Huh. Never would have guessed that either. Hmm. Oh, Charlotte Flair came back. She's got a rivalry. Oh, it's with Becky. Oh.
Playing it safe, man.
Yeah, like
playing it safe. Seriously. But I got question for you, man. I asked it earlier to you at work, but we'll do it on the cast. So we got Brock Lesnar as WWE champ. We got Roman Reigns as Universal champ. They're supposed to collide at WrestleMania. How do we get from now, point A to point B, WrestleMania? How do you do it? How do you book this rivalry for the main event of WrestleMania? How you do this?
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't even know how you book it yet, because like I was saying, how I follow the stories, it doesn't even seem like a rivalry. Like, I don't know where you would go to lead up to that. When is this next one? The title versus title. Is it this next one?
The title versus title. I mean, it's gonna be Bobby and Brock at Royal Rumble. That's the next pay-per-view, I believe. Yep.
Oh, you said Bobby. I was thinking of Roman Reigns for some reason. Okay, so Brock versus Bobby is definitely a little late to the game. This is one of our what ifs. Like, we have our little WWE what if that we never actually started yet.
Right.
But that was something that we had been talking about like last year. It's like, oh, what if, you know, Brock Lesnar goes against Bobby Lashley? Oh, it'd be the greatest thing. And now that they're finally doing it, I don't believe it. It just seems, in my opinion, a little rushed or just kind of out of the blue. Like, it's just another...
It's really out the blue. I mean,
kind of a
If Roman doesn't get COVID, this match doesn't happen.
Yeah, pretty much. But as far as leading up to it, like, if you're going to do this as a rivalry, like, commit to it. Make me believe that, you know, they... Like, this is an actual rivalry. You got two, you know, either... I'm probably going to get it wrong. UFC or MMA? Like, I know they're...
Yeah. They've
got that experience. So why aren't we using that for this rivalry? Like, have them actually call in, like, each other's real-life stats. Like, I want to believe that these two wrestlers actually hate each other. And then I'd be really interested in watching it versus it being like, they're just kind of picking at whatever, you know, superstars they still have. And are just kind of throwing it together. Just like, okay, this week it's going to be you two. This week it's going to be you two. So I think, to me, that's why it's not standing out as much for me, because I feel like they're just grasping at straws here. Okay. And it doesn't feel...
natural. Cause, I mean,
yeah,
that's kind of intentional, because this really isn't natural. I don't think it was ever planned for Brock to get the WWE title at all, you know, to face off against Roman. So... you know, this is not going to feel natural. So, I mean, Royal Rumble is January. It isn't going to be. It's going to be on the 29th. So they got like a few weeks to do exactly what you said. Have them establish some kind of hatred. You know, checking their stats. Or like, oh, I made it big. I was champ. You know, this and this and that. They got 3 weeks to kind of get us to make us believe that they actually do hate each other, or there is a intense competitive rivalry. You know, even if it's not hate, it's just who's better. You know what I'm saying? We got Paul Heyman back with Brock, and we got MVP back with Bobby. So we even got two mouthpieces who can really go at it too, as well, in the ring and out the ring as well. The promos should be crazy. This should be, I mean, this is kind of, if they really wanted to build it up, this could be a WrestleMania type main event as well. But we're getting it for Royal Rumble. I just hope that they can deliver on this. And then after that, I don't know. I don't know. Do you keep the belt on Brock to get to Roman at WrestleMania?
Or you take it off? Either way, is either option going to be believable at this point? Like, if Brock lost the title, do you think he'd actually lose it so quickly after getting it? And then if he does keep it, would you really be surprised also? Because, I mean, how long does Brock, you know, have the title at one time whenever he does get it? You know, he gets the title and he's got it for, you know, months at a time. So whenever it's like, you know, this pay-per-view, Brock's putting up his title against, you know, whoever. It's like, oh, whatever. He's not going to lose it. You know, he's Brock Lesnar.
Right,
does
Brock
Lesnar ever really lose the title? And then if he did, yeah, it'd be a bit of a shocker, but it's just like, huh, all right, well, it wouldn't be like, oh, my God, he lost it. So in my opinion here, I think, yeah, he'd probably have to hold on to it, maybe not put it up for grabs as often. You know, it doesn't have to be every single pay-per-view he's putting it up, or every single night he's wrestling, he's putting it up. You know, because I've said this at work too, like the titles don't seem like they mean as much as they do anymore, just because they switch hands so often or so frequently. It just seems like it's Vince's way of, you know, keeping the wrestlers from complaining to him, like, oh, you know, when do I get my shot, or when do I get my shot? You know, it's like, oh, you know, you'll get it next month, or, you know, you'll be the 24/7 champion, so you can't say that you didn't get it. But what I think should happen with these two, for me to believe the rivalry leading up to WrestleMania, is just keep it consistent. You know, it doesn't have to, you know, every, you know, Monday Night Raw or Friday Night SmackDown doesn't have to be the main event Brock versus Bobby, but you can have, like you said, the banter. You can have MVP maybe talking shit to Paul Heyman backstage. That can kind of start some little rivalry.
Yeah.
And then maybe just have a couple words maybe thrown about at each other. Just like subtle stuff at first. And then just over the weeks, it kind of gets a little more serious, a little more deliberate. And then we get like just a little simple match where something doesn't go someone's way. Then they go to the Royal Rumble. Kind of have like a serious match there. And then when you think it's over, no, we get that next show after Royal Rumble. And, you know, I'm going back to SmackDown versus Raw, like the video game. We'll take notes from them where the pay-per-view's over. And then you got that cut scene afterwards. Like, I hope you don't think that this is over just because you got that fluke win. I'm going to get you tonight in a rematch. You know, let's get a little bit of that. And then I want to feel that by the time we get to WrestleMania, that these two are just going to be on the verge of killing each other. Like, you've got these two powerhouses that could literally, like, I think I said this the other day, both tables need to be broken. Every turnbuckle needs to be damn near fallen off. I mean, it doesn't have to be to the point to where we're getting a power slam off the top turnbuckle and breaking the ring. Like, that's
right.
That's kind of a little bit
there. Right. Yeah. No more barrier breaking down. They just did it at day one. No more barrier breaking down. Yeah. Let's something else, please.
But when you got two people who actually know how to fight because they fight in real life, you know, for like UFC or MMA. So I should believe that some of that should kind of carry over into wrestling with, you know, respectfully.
Reasonably. So
we're not getting a rematch of what Goldberg versus Drew McIntyre was, where it was big boot, big boot, big boot, spear, spear, big boot, pin. And it was what, like 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes?
No, yeah.
These are two big dudes. So they should be fighting 10 minutes at least. And I'm not like a big spot or a big bump where one slams the other and they're laying down tired for 30 seconds. They get back up and one slams the other, or, you know, suplex city for 2 minutes. Nah, they're big dudes that know how to fight. They can drag this out and make it one hell of a match for WrestleMania.
Well, for the Royal Rumble.
Well, leading up
to WrestleMania.
Don't show us everything at Royal Rumble.
And then after that, you have Brock keep the belt to go against Roman, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so and it's then
title versus title.
or make us think that it's over. But you know, like, so, I think
what, so Bobby comes in for a triple threat for the main event for WrestleMania.
No, that's a little
been there, done that. Triple threats are so cliched that. Right now for WrestleMania main events. It's not even funny.
Maybe at this point, just keep Brock away from Roman for now. Keep it Brock and Bobby, and then, like I said, just I think what WWE does wrong from when I was watching actively last year was anybody that was a new rivalry was fizzled out by the end of that pay-per-view. Like, it never went anywhere. Like, you get two people, two people going at each other, one guy gets the title, and then that's it. Like, to the next.
On to the next.
Yeah, I can't really think of anybody now who I'd believe actually like hates each other. Like, I know the whole kayfabe and everything, like, they don't, maybe not in real life, but I mean, it's still fun to think, like, damn, is that real? Like, was that a spot? Was that a shoot? Like,
I think
that to me is what is interesting about it.
Yeah, I think now it's more, I wouldn't say the kayfabe of like hate. I want more a sense of like, I get who, like, I guess corporate wise, like, who's gonna win the title? Like, in a sense of like, we know you don't hate each other. Yeah. We know you don't actively not trying to kill each other in the ring. But now it's like, well, who do you think makes sense to win the title? You got Brock, who has his established history of Roman Reigns, who has an established history, is at the peak of his career now, thanks to his heel turn. Both have the belt, both going to WrestleMania. You're going to do a unification match with the belt. I mean, you know how you try to get the stakes high. Does it make sense for Roman to lose? Does it make sense for Brock to lose? Like, those are the kind of, I guess, and analytical questions of like, I guess that's the drama to me. Like, I guess, and it shouldn't be that way. It should be more of like the kayfabe of, you know, I really believe that they don't like each other. But for me personally, it's like, like analytically, logistically, what makes more sense business wise for who to win? I think that's where the lines can get blurred. Like, I'm not sure who they're going to have to win against them. My honest opinion, I think Roman gets that unification title. He wins against Brock because Brock whipped his ass for 2-3 WrestleManias in the past. So he's owed that. You know what I'm saying?
And like,
unless they just want Roman to lose, unless he doesn't mind losing 4 times, 3 times at WrestleMania in the main event against Brock. I don't know. You know?
And then, and still, where do you go from there? Like, you know, there's all this, you know, rumors going around about, you know, Vince is going to sell the company, or, you know, WWE's, you know, going out of business. They're losing viewers. They're losing sales. And then, you know, when you do the same thing over again, it's not going to help. So, like, if, you know, say Roman does beat Brock, does get the unification title or whatever, where do you go from there? Because we've seen week after week, like, who is really still here that can beat Roman?
Right. You hold out to the Rock? I mean,
even if they do that, that would be too predictable. Hell, we've even said that. Like, you're going to have the Rock come back, say, no, I'm the head of the table, you know.
Right.
I've been doing something else right now. I just kind of let you... I kind of let you, you know,
right,
do your thing and run around, but now I'm here to put you in your place. You're gonna have him win the title, and then obviously he's gonna lose it. Like, the Rock's got better things to do right now.
Right, Roman's gonna lose it before he faces the Rock, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah, and even if he does face the Rock, that's another rivalry that's gonna get resolved right after that match. And where do you go from there? Like, there's really nothing you can do.
Mm.
I feel like they're kind of screwed either way, in my opinion, with this. You know, like I said, with Brock, Brock's here for, you know, helping the WWE at least get some views. That's all he really does. You know, people like Brock Lesnar. You know, I feel like that's why he goes away for months at a time, because he can. He doesn't need to be here. He's Brock Lesnar. Like he said, he's gonna do what he wants. WWE needs him because they're losing people. So I feel like Brock Lesnar right now is only here for a certain amount of time. Once he feels like he's done what he can to help, he's going to dip out. Or he's going to drop the title for somebody. He's going to put somebody else over and then let them take it from there. But who's really left?
Roman.
To be put over. Yeah, like Roman's already over. So what do you do from here?
I mean, I get what you're saying. It's like we're riding the roller coaster up, right, to the top. Yeah, and like, then eventually we're going to come down, right? We're going to come down the first drop. And then after that, it's like, ride's over. Who, yeah. You know, who would beat? Okay, Brock drops the title to Roman. Brock goes away. He takes his vacation. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, who's going to beat Roman? Who's going to remove both titles off Roman so that Roman could fight The Rock? Mm-hmm. And then Roman versus The Rock, even without the title, is the main event for WrestleMania. Then Roman beats The Rock, legitimizes like himself in history. And then after that, then what?
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I see what you're saying.
You keep firing anybody who had potential, and it's not like you're just firing low name people, like your jobbers and your dark match stars, but you're firing big names. Like you just made Samoa Joe take that L twice. I'm gonna say three times, because when now not only did you fire him, you fire him the day after WrestleMania. So you had this guy standing out there with
a complete jobber.
Tarp. Yeah, you had this dude standing out there in the rain with this tarp on that has so much potential. Like I would love to see him on top, but they didn't utilize him.
Yeah.
You know,
where the hell is AJ Styles, man? Like some of these other guys is like, what the fuck's going on? Fuck the almost thing. Let almost do his thing and get AJ back up there, man. Let's mix it up. Shit.
I may be the only one with this opinion too, but I've made it very well known. I am not a fan of almost. I don't know what they did.
You're not a fan? No, yeah, no way.
I was going to say, hold up. You're down serious there for a second. No, I was going to say, you know damn well.
Got your ass.
Like almost at first when he was in, his bodyguard attire.
Right.
He had his leather jacket and the black turtlenecks. He was just kind of there, just standing around, just there to guard AJ. That was believable. I remember watching that thing, like, damn, who's this guy? And then we see his debut at, what was it, WrestleMania? And his tag team match with AJ Styles versus New Day.
I believe so.
It's like, oh, no, you're not ready, fam. You went from, like, Gucci and Prada-looking clothes to, like, Walmart discount aisle tank tops tucked into some weird dress pants, and just he can't sell, in my opinion.
Nah.
Like I've been waiting for this. I've showed you the clip over.
We need
and
to make that a
again.
GIF, dude. GIF. We need to make that a GIF.
Yeah. Oh, good. You corrected yourself. Nice.
GIF. GIF. Same shit. Yeah.
No. We're not going to get into it.
We're not even going into that. We're not going to go into that.
That's going to be a whole other episode.
That's going to be Patreon content right there.
But yeah, I've showed you that video over and over again when he's, and if you're listening, you can go watch it. It looks so dumb, but you got almost standing on the side of the ring. AJ's getting his ass beat for like what seems like 5-6 minutes straight by New Day. Like New Day is putting the hurt on AJ, and almost is just standing there with this dumb angry face. And AJ's like selling it. He's fighting. He's like reaching out to the corner, like tag me in. I gotta get out. And almost is just kind of just standing there up straight. Like he's not even leaning in to reach out. He's just standing there, like he's trying to shake your hand. Mm-hmm. Like all he moved was his arm. He just moved his arm straight out, and it's like, bro, you're not even selling it. I don't believe that you're actually trying to get in the ring. You're just standing there looking stupid. And then when he finally does get in there, he does that weird toothy glare face. I don't even know what to call it. Like, how you sniff really hard, like you smell something bad, and she's like, ugh. You make that ugh face.
Right,
that's
right.
Yeah, Lin's making that face now. That's exactly what he made when he goes, ugh, I've been waiting for this. It's so stupid. And then now you're trying to just sell him as this big unstoppable force, like, oh, he's the next Big Show, and you know, he's the next Andre, and she's like, no, he's not.
That ain't gonna work for me, brother.
So there's multiple reasons why it wouldn't work for Hulk, but we're not even gonna get it.